With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City launched the Center for Agriculture and the Economy. This initiative underscores the bank's ongoing commitment to including perspectives from agriculture and rural areas in discussions on the national economy. For many years, the Kansas City Fed has provided critical insights into one of the nation's most vital industries, which is agriculture, said Jeff Schmid, president and CEO of the Kansas City Fed. The establishment of the center formally recognizes our district's investment in the area and highlights the vital importance that we place on gathering insights from all of those who have a role in the ag economy. The new center will serve as a resource within the Federal Reserve System by providing timely analysis of industry developments and conducting ongoing research on the agricultural economy and the rural regions where production predominates. Production agriculture is central to the 10th District's overall economy. High premiums on Brazilian cargoes are discouraging soybean buyers in China, which means the country is yet to secure much of its needed soybean supply for December and January. Reports show the development could prompt the Chinese government to tap state reserves to meet their near-term needs. China covered its needs through November with hefty buys from Argentina in recent weeks, but still needs 8 to 9 million metric tons for December and January. Escalating Washington-Beijing trade tensions continue to shut American soybeans from the market. China isn't buying U.S. beans because of the trade war, and Brazilian beans have become too expensive. That coming from an oilseed trader at an international trading company that supplies agricultural products to China. China might end up using its own reserves for its year-end needs and into early next year, and will wait until the new South American harvest comes in. The USDA is pushing back against Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. A USDA spokesperson said Miller is proposing ineffective solutions in a fight against the New World screwworm. In a statement, the agency defended its $750 million plan to build a sterile fly production facility at the southern border, calling it the most aggressive response in U.S. history. The USDA also accused Miller of disregarding proven methods for cheap publicity. The USDA, in conjunction with the entire federal government, has launched the most aggressive plan to combat the New World screwworm in our country's history, including committing up to that $750 million mark to build a sterile fly production facility near the southern border at Moore Air Force Base, the spokesman said. Commissioner Miller is blatantly disregarding tried and true strategies in favor of clickbait publicity stunts instead of working with us to find real solutions. Farm Foundation, in partnership with the Mosaic Company for Sustainable Food Systems and the PepsiCo Foundation, announced the launch of Farm Path. It's a national program designed to create a more resilient, diversified, and innovative farming communities to strengthen rural economies, support food security, and promote a flourishing future for American agriculture. Farm Path will equip the next generation by increasing the success rate of beginning farmers by taking a number of steps, including equipping them with mentorship, planning tools, and practical pathways to accomplish their goals. It will also set new farmers up with mentors and experts to help them preserve and practice critical skills. FarmPath will build a supportive community with a cohort-based approach grounded in shared experiences and mutual support, as well as scaling sustainable practices and natural resources use through hands-on and virtual training. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.